Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Oh, watching out, Joe.
I was on the ticket. I would argue because we did a lot of amazing progressive things in Minnesota to improve people's lives. But I also was on the ticket, quite honestly, you know, because I could code talk to white guys watching football fixing their truck, doing that I could put them at ease. I was the permission structure to say, look, you can do this and vote for this. And you look across those swing states, with the exception of Minnesota, we didn't get enough of the.
Joe Concha, Fox News contributor.
Well, I needed to get one of those white dudes that was being code talked to by Tim Walz here to explain what is this guy doing? What is he talking about? Who's he talking to?
He's not talking to me. I am a football coach, okay? I am undefeated in my spring league right now with my 9-year-old, okay? Flag football, but it still counts, damn it.
Football is football.
But you remember, this was the most infuriating part of the last campaign, Annie, and thank you for having me, was when Tim Walz is playing AOC in, like, Madden Football, a video game, and he says, oh, that AOC could run a mean pick six. And I screamed at the TV. I go, you don't run a pick six? You know football, Annie, right?
It's
organic. It kind of happens. You know, you jump around, a ball's tipped, something. You don't run a play that says we're going to get a pick six. No, it doesn't exist.
Every defensive play is a pick six, you hope, in some regards.
Exactly.
If it's a passing play.
Yeah, they're rare-ish, but still. I don't want to get in the weeds in this. But remember when he also changed an air filter on his truck, but the one he took out was completely clean? Or he didn't know how to load a gun? I could go on and on. Or, oh, I was in Hong Kong during the Tiananmen Square massacre. No, actually, he was in a Nebraska cornfield. I mean, the worst by-far candidate. The worst decision by any candidate in terms of Kamala Harris, where you had Josh Shapiro, I always say it, he's that fastball right down the middle on a 3-1 count. That's the guy you take. It's the state you need. He's popular there. And she goes with, you know, the goofy 80s sitcom dad instead. And he's still talking. Stop.
Yeah, and he's saying the same things. I found it ironic that he said that there, that he was basically, in his words, he was chosen as the vice president because he was a white dude. And Kamala Harris was apparently chosen to be Biden's vice president because she was a woman of color. And this has not worked out so well. At least it didn't in the last election. But the I don't look at the Democrat Party right now like they're getting the message. Are they getting the message?
They're being consulted by somebody who is giving, let's put it this way, the RNC should double the pay of whoever's consulting this party at this point. It's just that bad, right? I mean, Chuck Schumer says we're going to do an all-nighter to protest Trump's first 100 days in office. He couldn't even get to midnight. You know, it's like all-nighter means not until, you know, Jimmy Fallon is off the air. Like, it means the whole night. So it's all performative at this point. They have no leader. They have no message. They're still reeling from November 5th. And the fact that Kamala Harris got 75 million votes and she's talking about what, elephants? Do we have that clip?
I got to get that one dug up. I know we've got it here. I texted you earlier this week. I'm showing the folks my Audible account, the greatest comeback ever. inside Trump's Big Beautiful Campaign, a nice little way from McDonald's Donald Trump. Your new book is out, and I'm halfway through it. I'm in the Kamala Seinfeld, A Campaign About Nothing chapter, and I was listening to this. I was blessed with the opportunity to go to Washington, D.C. on Monday and Tuesday and join the press corps at the White House, and just what an experience that was. When I finally
small
got
room,
some...
isn't it?
Oh, teeny, yeah, it's a lot smaller than you think. When I finally got some downtime, I'm like, I'm just going to walk the mall, and I'm going to walk until I don't want to walk anymore. And I pulled your book up, and staring at the Washington Monument in one direction, the White House in another, and the U.S. Capitol in the other, I'm listening to the story of Donald Trump's greatest comeback ever. And I am imploring everybody listening, and I don't always do this when people have books, everybody listening, when you are feeling down, you turn on this book and listen to it on Audible. Go buy it, sit down and read it, and it will make you feel good. You did such a great job telling the story.
Wow, the Venmo went through.
Yes, that's right.
I've gotten some really good reviews on this. This was my favorite book of the three that I've written because it wrote itself, right?
Exactly.
I mean, this campaign, that stretch from June 27th, the debate in Atlanta where Joe Biden's brain turned applesauce right in front of the whole country when we've been talking about it for years, but finally everybody else got to see it. And then, what was it, 16 days later, Donald Trump is nearly assassinated in Butler, Pennsylvania. And then while you're still reeling from that, 2 days after that, there he is at the RNC with a bandage on his ear. And the first day of the RNC, he also chooses J.D. Vance, which a lot of people didn't expect. And then 6 days after that, Joe Biden drops out. And a couple hours after that, Kamala Harris is basically Soviet-style coordinated as the next nominee. So that stretch alone, and that's history right there. And the fact that Donald Trump, the reason why it is the greatest comeback ever, is because he overcomes 94 felony charges, right? Including those 34 felony counts against him. He survives two assassination attempts. He survives a patently dishonest and hostile media. And he survives, obviously, the summer of joy and Brad Summer and Kamala Harris and all the advantages that she was given. And despite all of this, he wins the popular vote in every swing state, and Republicans take back the Senate and hold the House. I mean, this is something 2 years ago I could never have predicted. I'm glad that I have one of the few books out there that has access to the president. I interview him for the book as well. You'll get to that in the last chapter. And I got to ride in the motorcades, got to be in the Trump plane, was backstage. It was a wild ride, Annie, that's for sure.
And you take us along. I mean, we were all there as all of these major events were happening, consuming it in our various ways. We're speaking with Joe Concha, whose latest book is The Greatest Comeback Ever, Inside Trump's Big Beautiful Campaign. There's a ton of news stories that I could talk to you about right now, but I really do want to key in on this book because with it being the 100 days acknowledgement of their administration and how much they've gotten done after he wins the election, after he's inaugurated, the interesting thing I didn't realize as we've been mentioning this book for a couple of months here is that you started this book, you started kind of putting things down pen to paper before you knew that he was going to win. It's not like he won and you threw this together. You didn't really know how this book was going to end when you started writing it.
No, definitely when I started writing it, I didn't know. I had a good feeling. Just remember, it was Biden-Trump. And this was like February of 2024 where I pitched my publisher on doing it. And he says, all right, roll the dice. And if it, you know, he doesn't win, then you'll just write about something else. I'm like, okay. So it was a big bet, right? You saw Biden the way he was acting. And then you saw the numbers, like inflation over 9%, border crossings 10,000 a day, crime driving people out of cities like St. Louis, Minneapolis, San Francisco, New York, to red states like Tennessee and Texas and Georgia and so on. So, and Florida, obviously. So I saw that the state of the country, I knew that Biden couldn't run another basement campaign because COVID wasn't a thing anymore where they could hide him. And I knew he would be exposed eventually. And in the end, Donald Trump, as he's proving now, 100 days in, he was on the right side of every 80-20 issue. So between that, Annie, and the fact that that Teamsters poll came out, it was internal, and it showed Joe Biden up 10 points among the rank and file on Donald Trump when Biden was in the race. Kamala gets installed, and then they do another poll internally, and Trump's up by 30. And the minute I saw that, I said, he's winning. I mean, if you don't have the union vote, you don't have enough black voters for up to score in major cities, and you don't have a Latino vote, all that's left is the, unfortunately, childless cat ladies, and that's not enough to win an election.
It wasn't enough. I'm going to set this clip. I'm going to play a clip here for you to react, because the question that I have for you, when you wrote the book and you finished it, and we all know how American history shakes out here, you said the greatest comeback ever. I want to know, after we play this clip, if he won the election or if she lost it. Let's listen in.
In fact, please allow me, friends, to digress for a moment. Okay.
Oh, no.
It's kind of dark in here, but I'm asked for a show of hands. Who's saw that video from a couple of weeks ago, the one of the elephants at the San Diego Zoo during the earthquake. Google it if you've not seen it. So that scene has been on my mind. Everybody's asking me what you've been thinking about these days. Well,
it's so painful. I want to stop it, and I can't because we need to know how this story ends. Why is this funny to her? Did Donald Trump win it? Did she lose it? Combination of both. What do you think, Joe Concha?
Both. Yeah, definitely both. Because give you one example. Donald Trump goes to the Al Smith dinner in New York, right? Deep blue city.
Yeah.
She blows it off, sends in a video starring Molly Shannon as Mary Catherine, the girl who wipes her armpits whenever she gets nervous.
It's like, what do they think of Catholics?
Yeah, exactly. Mary Catherine. Yeah, plus Molly Shannon, just a couple of months before that, said that Catholicism is a cancer that needs to be eradicated. And that's the person that you decide to send a video along to, and it got booed, like, in the hall. So you're like, boy, that's a bad excuse. And then meanwhile, Trump was hilarious. He's like, wow, it's the first time I've come to Manhattan in some time where I haven't been served with a subpoena. I'm like, oh, that's funny. But the best line was, I keep hearing that there's more than one gender, more than two genders, and I just couldn't buy it. But then I met Tim Walz, and I found that. I mean, deadpan, boom. I mean, hilarious, right? Or White Dudes for Harris. He goes, I'm not so worried about them because they're going to end up voting for me, and their lovers are going to end up voting for me as well. Like, something like that. I don't know. So the little things like that, Trump, good decision to go there. It's actually an easy decision. Or go to McDonald's, right? And sure. that photo goes viral. And at the same time, it proved that Kamala Harris never worked at a McDonald's because she never talked about it again after that, because she wrote two memoirs and never mentioned once that she worked there. There isn't one person in this country that says, oh, yeah, I worked with her. Yeah, no. She's telling the truth. No one did. And little things like that, plus the blowing of $1.5 billion so you could hire, like, Beyonce to speak for 3 minutes at a rally so you could pump up the crowd and make the numbers look better. You could just go on and on. Trump won this, though, ultimately, because he out-hustled his opponent like he always does, just outworked her. I mean, he did 7 rallies in the final 2 days on no sleep. He just seemed to want it more, quite frankly.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it, because I don't know if she felt like she just was entitled to it or if her heart wasn't in it, but he did absolutely want it more, and he did out-hustle her. Before we let you go, we're speaking with Joe Concha. You've written the book about the greatest comeback ever. Anybody who celebrated the day that Donald Trump won his second term, this is the walkthrough of how we got there, and it's fun to go relive it and to experience everything and be like, oh my gosh, that's right, that did happen. Give us your thoughts real quick before we let you go. Since he's been inaugurated, the first 100 days, how's he doing?
I look at numbers, right? So try to take opinion out of it. I see inflation at 2.4%. It fell last month. It was over 9% under Joe Biden. That's good. Unemployment's around 4%. That's good. Border crossings are down 99%. That is amazing, considering that not one more inch of wall was built. We just had a different president, and they're sending a different message. And, you know, a couple thousand National Guard troops, and boom, it solved the problem, right? So I look at those three things, and those are major accomplishments. The tariffs and the trade, however, that's the big bet. First 100 days, fine. You're going to break some eggs. There's going to be some volatility. Let's see what happens in the next 100 days, Annie. Let's see if we can get those zero-for-zero tariff deals with places like India and the EU and eventually China. And then let's see, obviously, that big, beautiful bill with all the tax cuts that are in it that's going to really provide rocket fuel for the economy. The next 100 days, then I could tell you how I'll grade Donald Trump. But right now, it's only 100 days. We still got 45 months left in this presidency. He's only been there 3 months. It feels like 3 years.
Yeah, amen to that. Joe Concha, thank you for writing this book, truly, to be able to have this timeline of events. It's so wonderful to go back through it. I'm reading it through listening to it. Your voice has been narrating it, and I've been listening at 2 times the speed. You get a lot of words in, Joe, at 2 times the speed. I appreciate it.
Well, that's hilarious. All right, enjoy, and we'll do this again soon. Thanks, Annie.
Thanks, Joe. Goodbye. Joe Concha is a Fox News contributor. You can find him on X at Joe Concha TV, and the book is The Greatest Comeback Ever, Inside Trump's Big Beautiful Campaign. I listened to this book in Washington, D.C., after I got done with everybody who I was able to talk to on Capitol Hill, Senator Schmidt, Congressman Mike Bost, Congressman Darren LaHood, Congresswoman Mary Miller, and I knew I had some work to do to get all this stuff edited and try to get everything organized because I was leaving, flying out the next day. And I left the Capitol and I thought to myself, okay, maybe I'll just Uber back to the hotel and I'll just start getting my work done. And I looked at Ubers, and pretty much my Ubers back and forth were somewhere between $9 and like $14 or $15. And when I pulled up the Uber from the very exit of Capitol of the Capitol where I was talking to the congressman, it was like $40. And I'm like, good grief, that seems like a lot. I was like, I'll just walk a little bit. Maybe I'll walk a little bit closer, get to the other side of the White House, and maybe it'll go down there. And so I thought, well, I'll put Joe Concha's book on in my ear. And so as I was walking around the Capitol building, which is just magnificently beautiful, most things in Washington, D.C. that you see are smaller than you think, or maybe the way they've been depicted in movies or TV shows or photographs. It's kind of hard to get the perspective of what they're really going to be like. There are several things like the Lincoln Memorial. When you go in and you see Abraham Lincoln, it's massive. The Washington Monument is huge. The White House is, most of the time, I think people say, and I thought it was initially like, oh, okay, it's a little smaller than I thought it would be. Amidst all of these, you know, buildings that are built up all over downtown D.C. The Capitol building is gigantic. It's so, it just kind of is on a hill. Like, they call it the hill, but it just sits up high and it's beautiful. And it's got these beautiful steps that lead up to it on both sides of the building. And so I walked around the back of it and then up to the front so you can get to where the reflecting pool is and the Washington Monument. And I just was like, well, I'll just keep walking. I'll keep walking and keep checking Uber to see if the price goes down. It stayed the same or went up. And so I was like, well, I'll just keep walking. So I ended up doing about the 3 miles back to my hotel, listening to this book. And I couldn't hardly believe some of the things that he highlights in the story of leading up to Donald Trump's victory. And to be able to consume that story that I've already lived and you've already lived, we all saw it happen, and to do it when you're walking in the shadow of the Washington Monument or over my shoulder as the U.S. Capitol and you're walking past the White House, and to hear this story of how America's voice was still heard in the last election, I can't recommend enough. And I have people on who write books and I'm happy to promote their books. This one in particular, The Greatest Comeback Ever by Joe Concha. You're going to want this one on your shelves. Go get it. Let's take a quick break. We'll do Wiggins America next when we come back.
Ain't colliding, just ain't jiving. I don't know.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.